Well, hello. Hope you are all well on this Friday evening. I've just came down to the podding shed this evening. I'm actually going to be sowing, or I am sowing, the Brussels sprouts that were found within this month's seed gift pack. They're variety Dark Mar 21. I've never grown this variety before, but it looks to be pretty successful, pretty good variety. So we shall see. Now, this is obviously going to be the first part of my Christmas dinner plant growing. I've really not worded that very well, have I? But you get the idea. I'm growing these. These are going to be used on my Christmas dinner plate, which is something I'm focusing a bit on at the moment, is thinking about growing my Christmas dinner. And Brussels sprouts do need a very, very long time to grow. So all I've done, I've scattered the seeds over the surface of some seed compost. I'm just going to sprinkle over some more seed compost just to cover them over and block out any light, so that when they grow, they should grow pretty well. Now, being a brassica, they don't really need to go in the heated propagator at the moment. They will be okay. They probably will germinate in an unheated greenhouse, but certainly on a worktop or something, they will be absolutely fine just to get them to germinate. On that matter, the cabbage that I sowed just last weekend, they've all started to germinate. They've germinated really quite quickly, and they're looking pretty good, actually. I think they're going to have to be potted up pretty damn soon, I should think. But we'll worry about that later on. On that note, actually, let's have a quick look. The other seeds that I've sown this month that are showing some signs of life. The chili peppers, they've started to show. The cabbage, like I said. Celery, I don't think actually the celery was in the supporters gift pack. The sweet peppers aren't showing any signs yet, and I've still got the Welsh onions yet to sow, so I'll probably actually sow the Welsh onions on Sunday. I'm looking forward to growing Welsh onions, actually. So yes, the Brussels sprouts, they're ready to go. I'm going to pop those in my heated propagator. We'll wait for them to germinate, and then we'll prick them out into individual root trainers before they get planted out. Generally speaking, 4 Brussels sprout plants is usually enough for most households, and I probably will grow 3 or 4 plants on average. I think at the moment, or certainly this year, I'm going to grow more, because my wife seems to have got a real craving for Brussels sprouts lately. Over the winter anyway, seems to be eating a lot more of them, and she ended up buying loads, which was annoying, because I only grew just enough Brussels sprouts last year to see us through. So I think I'm going to end up growing more Brussels sprouts just to keep the wife happy, shall we say. So I've done that this evening. Now, this weekend, I thought I'd quickly let you know my plans for this weekend. The plan was, actually, I was going to spend all weekend down on the allotment and get things really ship-shaped down there. But what I'm thinking now, the weather, when I originally planned to spend all weekend down the allotment, the weather did look like it was going to be good. That's changed now, and it looks like the weather is going to be miserable this weekend. So I'm going to probably focus on doing stuff at home. Now, I really do want to go and spend an entire weekend down the allotment. Next weekend I can still do it, so I'll probably do it next weekend. The week after that, the allotment's inaccessible, so next weekend might actually work out a lot better. But instead, at home, actually, I've been ripping out a lot of the ivy, as you know, and starting to rebuild my area. And actually, I'm so nearly there with getting that area cleaned and ready to build new beds, that I think what I'm going to do is just focus on digging out the ivy, moving the quail around, building new beds this weekend, and hopefully get my subpod composting system set up. All in all, I think it's going to be a pretty busy weekend, and actually thinking about it, it would be great to get the home plot ready to roll, because you know what, it's a bit of a mess, I'll be honest. My garden just feels such a mess because I've got so much waste lying around. Anyway, that is my plans for this weekend. I probably will sow some more sweet peppers, going to sow the Welsh onions, as I said. Might sow some cucumbers. It's a bit early for cucumbers, but I might do some. That's really it. So what have you got planned for this weekend? Let me know. It'd be really interesting to find out what everyone is up to in the garden or the allotment this weekend. Now, of course, you can email me, richard@veggrowpodcast.co.uk, as you no doubt know by now. You can leave a comment on the bottom of this blog post, actually, as well. Or you can, in the forums, I've added a supporters club only forum. The forums don't very, very rarely get used, except for spam, in all honesty, because forums have gone by the wayside. That going off on a tangent there. Apologies. But yeah, just let me know what you guys are up to in your own allotments and gardens this weekend. Be interested to find out. Sunday night, of course, I'm going to be doing the live show, and I think I'm going to be joined by Lee, Skinny Jean Gardener, who is also a supporting member anyway. That goes out 6 o'clock, Facebook, YouTube, and just a bit of a chance for me to chat and have a interaction. No idea what the main subject is going to be there, but looking forward to having a good chat. I do like doing the live shows because of that chat and interaction. It's really paid off over this last year. Anyway, I'm really going off on a tangent. I've got a few new members that have signed up, so I'm filling them in onto what goes on. Anyway, I've got the sprout seeds sown, so they're ready to go. So I'm going to head on in and finish things off. You take care. Have a great weekend. Let me know what you're up to.